Well, hey guys, I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you were able to listen to our Close Encounters of Mercy and Mystery, the podcast we released this morning. We also uploaded a YouTube video, the full video of my interview with the Messer Brothers Presents podcast. Wonderful time with those guys. I can't wait to talk to them again. I hope you were able to watch or listen to those, or I hope you will be able to. And just a lot of really cool things going on here at Creation and Compost. I have a few more minutes until my kiddos come back, so I wanted to address a question that I received on Facebook Messenger, and this was the nature. I just want to read. It says, essentially, I've always wondered about dreams and their significance, talking about having vivid dreams of a family member, and it was like I was able to actually reach out and touch that person, and remember hearing them say, "I've always looked out for you." So, can relatives that's passed visit you in your dreams, or is it something from subconsciousness, from something of subconsciousness from during the day or from a previous moment? Let me just say, I lost my dad in May of 2008, and a few months after he had passed away, I had a dream about him that to this day is still one of the warmest, most touching moments that I'd ever had. And it was like in the dream that I actually was talking to my dad. And I'd never had a dream like that. We all have had good or bad dreams, and sometimes we've woken up and we're like, wow, like it takes us a while to adjust to accepting that what we just experienced was not real. But it really felt like I was talking to my dad. And I'm not one of these people that believe I don't believe God speaks to us verbally like he did to people in the Old Testament and early part of the New Testament. I don't believe that. I don't believe God gives us visions in that sense. But I do personally believe that there are moments in life. I believe God knows our weaknesses, and I believe that he knows that we have doubts and that we have different encouragements that we need. And I am one of those people that, as we talked about in our podcast today, that I do personally believe there are both good and bad angels. And of course, those bad angels we would call demons. And I do personally believe that that what goes on in the spiritual world, if you listen to the podcast and you heard what Craig Messer said, one of my guests, that if we actually saw what was going on in the spiritual realm, it would haunt us probably to see just how close we are to both good and bad forces throughout the day. So when I saw this question, it made me think of that experience that I had years ago. My dad and I were very close, and I'd wondered, for months. I was like, I wonder what it would be like if I'd be able to talk to him one more time. I don't personally believe that, I don't really know how to say this. I don't really believe that it was my dad per se, but I do believe the experience was so real, and I was able to get some closure in terms of just having an opportunity to what I felt like was speaking to him in my dream. Because I've had dreams since then where, it was not as good of a memory, but that doesn't take away from me thinking that, I was not able to have that moment where it really felt like I was. I was able to have some kind of peace as a result of him no longer being here. I'm not trying to get out of answering the question. I just know that I woke up sobbing. I woke up because of the last thing I said to him. I says, I called him Daddy. And I said, "Daddy, I just want you to be here so bad. There's so much we've not done." And, really pouring my heart out to him and saying, "Daddy, I need you here. I love you. I know you're in a better place, but I just want you here so bad." And but I woke up sobbing because I knew it was a dream, and I felt like I was in this weird realm. Again, I'm not trying to get, new age or anything like that, but I really did feel like I was just in this place of spiritual peace that I felt like I got to talk to my dad. And again, not saying that I did, not saying it was an authentic experience, like an out of body, out of soul, fourth dimensional type experience. Dreams are often a reflection of something that subconsciously we have fears of, we have anxieties about or things that we maybe wish would happen. I've had dreams where they felt so real, nightmares, and I really do feel like God was using that to get my attention, because God, he can use any form of chastisement that he chooses to for his believers. And I had a series of dreams years ago when I felt like I was, when I was getting far from God, even though I thought I was seeking him. And I feel like doctrinally I was so far from him that I personally believe God used that to get my attention, because God can use anything he wants to. Again, I don't believe that I could just sit here and all of a sudden I'm going to see this vision, this scene play out. We're to use scripture to be the thing that always brings us back to a place of peace. And I'll tell you, there's not a lot of detail, but I use this book on occasion. This is Basic Theology by Charles Ryrie. And on pages 71 through 75, it talks about special revelation. And then it talks about some of the passages on dreams, Genesis 20, verse 3, verse 6, or chapter 6, rather, chapter 31, verse 11 through 13, chapter 24, chapters 40 through 41. I actually said that wrong. Chapter 31, verses 11 through 13, verse 24. Verses 40 through 41. I've not read all of these. Joel 2:28. And then it also says non-believers as well as believers experience God-given dreams. This is in scripture. And that'd be Genesis 20 and 31 as well. And it talks about visions, and it talks about the prophets, and goes on to talk about angels. God uses created angels to carry his message to people. That was in scripture. And it also goes on to say that people during the second coming, or during the last days, that there will also be revelation that people experience in terms of encounters. Of course, we know now that the Holy Spirit is what speaks to us. We know that as Christians are here, that the Holy Spirit resides within us if we have a relationship with Christ. So, again, I'm not saying that my encounter was something beyond what anybody else can have. I'm not saying that as a Christian or as a believer in Christ that I have this ability to have these dreams or visions that go beyond scripture, but I do personally believe that God uses his messengers in his time. And whether that be through a dream or through an experience with a person, because, you know, angels can take on the appearance of a person or a physical being. That is all throughout scripture. And I do believe that God, again, he's got the preeminence, and he has the foreknowledge of knowing what we need before we know we need it. So I believe dreams can be very real, and I believe they can be something that helps us to have peace, or I believe in some other cases it can be used to get our attention. Not trying to add anything to scripture there, but I do believe it's very personal, and I know that dream that I had years ago, almost 14 years ago, it was very real, and it was very special to me. It did not take away anything in terms of where I know my dad is, where he is right now, because he was a follower of Jesus Christ. Although at that time, there were a lot of things that, looking back, I'm like, people will be people, and we just try to hang on to scripture to be the judge, our judge, and not us of each other. So I do hope that was something that gave a little bit of context, that I wasn't just rambling. But it is one of those things. I do believe that God uses experiences that we can't always explain to help us have a better appreciation of who he is. Again, not adding to scripture, but being able to, it says whenever you desire him, that he's going to give you the desires of your heart. Of course, that's through the book of Deuteronomy, whenever we delight in his law, delight in his words, that, that's definitely something that Proverbs actually. But anyway, so hope you guys have a great weekend. Y'all hang in there and keep sending us questions and things. Again, comment. Let me know what you think. I'm not trying to pretend to be a know-it-all. Tell me what you think and tell me what scripture says, because I want to make sure God gets the glory. I don't want it to be about Matt, and I don't want it to be about my opinions. So I hope y'all have a blessed weekend.